When a minister calls something the mother of all deals, well, we have to take it as a serious business. It is like that one wedding in the family where everyone says, "Ye to shadiyon ki shadi hai." This is the wedding of all weddings. Well, that's exactly how Union Minister Piyush Goyal described the proposed India-US trade deal at the Invest Kerala Global Summit. He made it clear this deal could change the game for both nations. So now the question is, what's really cooking here? Let's break it down. India and the United States are already strong trade partners. In 2023, the total trade between the two countries crossed $190 billion. Now both countries want to double that and take it to $500 billion by 2030. From 190 to 500, that's a lot. More trade means more money, more jobs, and more opportunities. But this isn't just about the United States. India is also discussing trade agreements with UAE, Bahrain, UK and the European Union. Basically, we are out here networking like that one relative who gets things done at every family function. Now, let's say you are a student. You have a friend who is great at taking notes. And there is another friend who is great at the presentations. Now, what if you both decide to exchange skills? You help them with notes, they help you with presentations. It is a win-win thing. That's how trade works at a bigger scale. India exports goods and services, and the United States does the same, making sure both economies benefit. Now, coming back to Invest Kerala Summit, Union Minister Piyush Goyal told investors, those who miss the boat may be left at the shore. It means India's economy is moving fast. Either hop on or get left behind. Imagine the last train leaving the station, and you're still searching for your ticket. That's the kind of urgency he hinted at. Interestingly, he also made a light joke, saying, the lotus has not yet bloomed in Kerala, but very soon. Well, that's a political wink, but let's keep our focus on the business side of things. Now, let's talk numbers, but don't worry, I'll keep it simple. India exports to the United States is $83.77 billion. US exports to India is $40.12 billion. India trade surplus, that is profit, $43.65 billion. Basically, India is exporting more than it's importing, which is great for our economy, profits all the way. Also, between 2000 and 2024, India received around $67 billion in United States investments. That money is coming in for startup, tech companies and businesses like Apple, Boeing and Airbus, energy sector and defense collaborations. In short, the United States isn't just a trading partner, it is also a big investor in India's growth story. Now, here's where things get interesting. India and the United States started discussing a trade deal years ago, that is in 2016, when Donald Trump became first-time president. But when Joe Biden took over, the talks slowed down. It's like when you and a friend decide to start a group project, but then the team leader changes, and suddenly the whole plan gets postponed. Now that Trump is back again as the 47th United States president, India will see some new developments. According to Union Minister Piyush Goyal, trade talks have started and the first phase of this trade deal is expected to begin by fall 2025. And the same has been confirmed by the United States President himself. He said, some wonderful trade deals for India and the United States will be coming soon. So why does this matter to you and me? Well, trade deals don't just help big companies, they also impact small businesses, startups, job seekers, and even the prices of products we buy every day. Here is what we could see if this deal happens. More job opportunities in IT, tech and manufacturing sector. Low prices for some goods due to reduced trade costs. Indian businesses expanding in the United States. Stronger economic growth and boost in investments. In short, this trade deal could shape our future. $500 billion is a lot. But will it actually happen? Or will political twists and turns delay it further? Let's wait and watch. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.